Now here I'm talking about a completely different topic. I'll blame Ed Hughes a little for this, and Carlos. They've been working on roller ginning out there in New Mexico for many years, many good improvements. They came up with this higher speed roller gin. Basically, they took a good design roller gin and sped it up. Put a microprocessor on it to keep it behaving properly. And so I have to thank Ed and Carlos for helping Emily get started on this. Bobby Harden's one of our new engineers, and he helped run this test in the gin. And Chris Dellum works here at SRC. He did most of this fiber analysis that I'm going to show you, and actually a whole bunch more that I'm not going to show you. So I have a bunch of data I'm not going to talk about, but this is a start. A prehistoric process of ginning, to me it was kind of new. I'd heard about it, didn't know much about it. Many improvements over the years from the Southwest Lab and others, but they've been working on it. Produces better fiber, better quality, but slower and more expensive. In fact, when the Sawtype gin was invented by Eli Whitney, they knew that it was much faster, but it wasn't as good a quality of fiber. So that's not new. This high-speed roller ginning, speeding it up, based on Gillum and Armillo and some others, but they have most of the publications. Several details changed. I guess I'll just probably skip over that. Why do we want to look at it in Stoneville? We don't grow Pima cotton. Well, it works with upland cotton, too. At least Carlos says it does. And get a better quality of upland cotton, we're very interested in improving quality. We want to look, our lab, one of our main focuses is looking on what can we do to improve the quality of the cotton that's ginned in the eastern part of the country. And there are now, well, roller ginning has been looked at in the east several times over the past 50 years, but every time it was a problem with the classing and the marketing, and there just wasn't a niche for it. Now maybe there is a niche. The classing has changed some. There's a price premium in the West. It has gotten popular in certain parts of the West. We have a long growing season, so there's no reason we can't grow a good quality cotton. There aren't any Pima varieties, they tell me, that are suitable, but we have a good selection of upland varieties. Ed thinks there might be some moisture issues that they don't have that we might have. So it's a good reason for us to look at this before some ginner or some ginners try to do it. And so we took, well, then there's this question in my mind, is this best suited for the longer staple uplands or perhaps by increasing the length of regular high producing, the highest producing upland cultivars, and getting a little bit of better quality out of them, because both will get more money per pound. Just how do you get more money per acre? That's a bigger question. So the purpose of this was just to get started. We had this machine and we need to get started. We looked at some longer staple cultivars grown there, right in that field right beside the gin lab. If you're familiar, that's where it was grown. Get some experience. We bought an old Lumis gin stand. Lumis converted it to a high speed. We coupled it with a non-standard lint cleaner, but not a Sawtype lint cleaner. We got it operational last year, not fully broken in yet, we don't believe. This is what the gin stand looked like when we got it. This is what it looks like now. This is the control panel that the ginner operates. And Kim, our ginner, didn't take him real long, and he's pretty happy with operating it. He says it's pretty easy to use. That seems good. We haven't gotten it up to full speed yet. This is an experimental lint cleaner we used with it because we had it there. And we're going to look at some other lint cleaner ideas. But this is what we had available, so that's what we used. Basically, it was documented a little by Stanley Anthony. Cylinder cleaner here for lint, and then a saw with some grid bars for the lint. So it has a no feed works like a typical saw lint cleaner. It's quite different, but it does have a saw in it. We chose three not popular but grown in the Mid-South varieties, chosen for the highest fiber length from the 2007 trials, typically grown and harvested in 2008 series picked. And these were the three varieties, FiberMax 960, Delapine 147, and Delapine 164. They were all dried the same, processed the same, pre-cleaning the same, with a dryer, cylinder cleaner, stick machine, dryer, cylinder cleaner, gin stand, and one lint cleaner. Of course, the lint cleaners were different. We used a saw-type lint cleaner for the saw gin stand and this experimental lint cleaner with the roller gin. Sampling, three samples for HVI and aphis per bale and five for moisture. A limited amount of data included here, moisture of the lint after the lint cleaner, HVI after the lint cleaner, and aphis after the lint cleaner. How many bales? We had two bales saw gin and two bales roller gin with a FiberMax, two of this Delta Pine with each, and five of each with this Delta Pine variety. Ginning with a high-speed roller gin was much slower than saw gin. Kim never cranked it all the way up to 100% on the speed dial. We need a little more experience, and I think it probably wasn't broken in yet. I probably think it probably still not broken in yet. We can talk later what that means, but I think it'll run faster when it's broken in better. Lint moisture content, well, they told us it should be dry, and so we turned up the heat, and it was dry. I would have chosen a higher moisture content, but you can't switch in the middle of a test like this, so we kept it all the same. There were no differences in these moisture contents, but that was drier than we wanted, but that's what we had. Ginning turnout was higher with roller ginning than saw gin, and Carlos has found the same thing. Not a lot higher, but a little higher. And we had a difference here due to the cultivar. Again, just about everything varies with some cultivars in ginning, so not a surprise. Some of the HVI data. Maturity ratio did not vary among any of these. They were all pretty mature, good, mature, really nice looking cotton. Micronair often varies by cultivar, and it did not vary by ginning type, which is good. Same thing for strength. This is a pretty good strength for Mid-South cotton, but it's due to the cultivar, not the ginning type. No differences here statistically. Staple. That's a pretty good staple for Mid-South too, 40 staple. I don't think I've ever seen that in the Mid-South, or hardly ever seen that anywhere except for Pima. But the roller gin was 1.6 staple length longer than the saw gin. So this is a encouraging. Uniformity, significantly higher with a roller gin than the saw gin. So this is encouraging too. Now, trash level. Carlos has talked about some trash problems with roller ginning. We are using a different lint cleaner than he'd used. And we did not have any differences in trash level statistically related to the type of ginning system. Trash area. Now, color. We had a difference in RD, the reflectance, but not in plus B. Also, you don't see 11 color very often from the Mid-South. We had a beautiful year last year, 2008. We had a terrible year in 2009, but you don't want to talk about that. So we had some beautiful cotton. It was just gorgeous, 11s and 21s. I'm not sure why this RD was a little lower. I think maybe because of the lint cleaner, because it wasn't aligning the fiber as well, and so you were getting a little bit of a shadow in there, and that was making it a little bit lower. It wasn't much lower, but it was enough to be statistically significant. Lower with the roller gin. Not a problem, though, I don't, from this. Now the aphis data. This is more sensitive for the things it measures. A definite improvement in length, length by weight in this case, definite improvement in and short fiber. This is these are pretty good short fiber numbers. Quite a bit lower with roller gin than saw gin. Good encouraging results. Nep count. These are lower, significantly lower than these. and trash count, not the same. I mean, not different. Cultivars were different, but not different by, not a consistent difference. Might be an interaction here. I'm not sure. We need to look at that some more. But really, really not much difference, even though statistically it found a little bit of difference with cultivar. So in conclusion, we got a higher turnout like Carlos did, greater staple length like Carlos did, better uniformity like Carlos, fewer NEPs like Carlos, less short fiber like Carlos, same trash levels, which is better, but we used a different link cleaner. So we're encouraged by this preliminary work with that roller gin. We're excited we got it to run and got some gin cotton through it, just real smooth. It worked really smoothly. We hope we can get the capacity up a little bit more, and we're going to be looking at some much worse cotton that we harvested in 2009. Much less, we're not going to have any of those 11s or 21s. Okay. Oh, about 2 bales an hour, which is...
Is that typical of the high rate?
No, that's not. That's low. Yeah. Yeah. Charlie here has the most experience probably of anyone here in this high-speed roller ginning of upland cotton. But it's going to vary with cultivar, too. I'm sure that there's some cultivars, upland cultivars are going to be better, and we have to search around to see which cultivars grown in the Mid-South are going to be the best. And then they change the variety every other year, and you can't get it anymore. So that makes going to make it hard. But, it was very slow. We're concerned about it. But
and you were using a sawtin
to compare it with.
No.
It makes it closer because the roller gin's kind of narrow and the saw gin stand is quite a bit wider. But no, the roller gin for us was a lot lower. Carlos, in his testing, has found that it's about comparable. Is that fair to say? But per foot of width. When you get the high-speed roller gin working right and get it broken in, they tell me it'll work a lot faster. And I'm relying on that for now, because we did not get those rates. Other than that, everything worked very well. In fact, maybe even better than we hoped.
Hey, Rick,
yeah.
On conventional high capacity roller gin, about a half to three quarters of a bell an hour on upland cotton is really pushing the envelope.
Okay, he says.
On
Joe Thomas, for those of you who don't know, from Loomis, who's developed this particular gin stand, half to three quarters of bale per hour on upland for a traditional. So we had pushed that by three times, we'll say, with a high speed, but we need to get it quite a bit faster to get really where Charlie Owens thinks we ought to be. And I think we'll get there. We're just...
Do you run yours in 5 charges?
Sure.
With upland cotton. Right. We still had, there's a temperature display, and temperature of the roll is pretty important, and we still had real uneven distribution last time we ran it. And so that's what was holding us back on increasing the throughput, probably. Till you've done it, I'm not going to say absolute certain, but Charlie says, and Joe Thomas says, and Carlos says, and they're the experts, so it's true. Okay, thank you.